Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And a couple of interesting things have come out about the district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, in Fulton County, where Atlanta is. The district attorney who charged the former Atlanta police officer, Garrett Rolfe, with felony murder, and then a bunch of other charges as well. Paul Howard is his name, that district attorney. He's been there for seven terms, so a very long time. But just last week, in a primary runoff, another Democrat ended up getting 42% of the vote, and Howard only got 35% of the vote. So when they have their election coming up soon, shortly, he's going to lose. Or he's losing. And so I think that's one reason why he threw the book at the former Atlanta police officer. And one of the reasons why he's losing, and the woman he's running against used to work in his office with him. But her name is Fani Willis. And one of the reasons why she's running against him, again, she used to work hand in hand with him in his office. She has accused him, and now there's a big investigation, of stealing $140,000 from his own nonprofit
Cha-ching.
Organization. You know, in New Orleans, we're familiar with shady nonprofit organizations. There's a lot of former New Orleans area politicians who got in trouble, who got arrested for stealing from their shady nonprofits. Remember Congressman Bill Jefferson?
Mm-hmm.
The United States Congressman from New Orleans, he ended up going to prison because he had thousands of dollars in his freezer. They were marked bills that he ended up taking for in a bribery case. Well, his sisters, Brenda and Betty, they ran nonprofits, shady nonprofits, for years. And their nonprofit said, look, if you donate to the Jefferson sisters' nonprofits, it's going to help the poor black children here in New Orleans. It'll help them with their education, help them go to school, help feed them. But they were just stealing it and buying fancy clothes and fancy pocketbooks and fancy jewelry and things like that.
Really, look at you on your high horse. Whatever happened to those pencils that the poor people were supposed to get, Osterman?
Well, Coleman, that's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up. I had noticed so many New Orleans area politicians and politicians' family members get in trouble for shady nonprofit organizations,
mm-hmm.
that I decided to start my own. But the difference between mine and theirs is I told you mine was a shady nonprofit, and it was called Pencils for Poor People.
I remember donating to Pencils for Poor People, yet every time I see poor people out on the streets, I don't see any pencils in their hands. I did get a t-shirt, though. Thanks for that.
Well, we did have a good run for a little while, and we called it Pencils for Poor People because I always figured if more poor people had pencils, we wouldn't have as many poor people.
Where'd all the money go, John? That's what I'm asking.
Mal Coleman, look, we don't have time now.
Oh.
But at least I told you mine was a shady nonprofit. And when I was walking around, even before we were handing out the pencils to the homeless people under the bridge here in New Orleans, the people that lived under the bridge, I was telling people, look, this is my shady nonprofit.
How much did you raise?
$1 million.
I wish. I wish. Not nearly as much as Dollar Bill Jefferson's sister. Well, anyways, the district attorney, Fulton County there in Atlanta, Paul Howard, he's been accused of a woman who used to work in his office now running against him, and she beat him in a primary, and he's probably going to lose his gig in the upcoming election. She is running around, and now there's a big investigation into him saying that he stole $140,000 from his nonprofit. So you could add Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Paul Howard to those politicians. And he is a politician. Even though he's a lawyer, he had to be voted in. He's shady. And that's why he threw the book and completely overcharged the Atlanta police officer, Garrett Rolfe. No, I thought that was interesting. Hey, coming up on the show, last night, for the third night in a row, there was a fire in the New Orleans area. Did you see that? What's going on? That, and we got a lot to do on the show today. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. Last night in New Orleans, there was, for the third night in a row, there was another fire. Last night, there was a six-alarm fire at the Quarter House Hotel in the French Quarter. That's on Charter Street, just off a canal. And 2 days ago, early morning hours, there was a fire at Parley's Bar in Lakeview. And on Tuesday, in early morning, there was a fire at Gendusa's Italian market, Italian restaurant in Kenner. By the way, there's good news when it comes to Gendusa's. Even though it's going to either take them a while to reopen that place. And that place is known for the giant softball-sized meatballs. They're fantastic balls of meat. Even though it's going to take a little while for him to either rebuild that place or get a new place right near where his place is on Williams Boulevard in Kenner, other people have really helped them out. Other restaurant owners and friends and fans of that restaurant, he's open. He was open last night. He set up a big tent across the street. Friends and other folks, restaurant owners, donated kitchen equipment and such, tables and chairs. And so he was open across the street from his burnt out restaurant last night, serving the giant softball-sized meatballs. Madonna mia. And so he'll be open again tonight. So if you want some of that deliciousness that is Gendusa's in Kenner, he's open underneath a big tent, and it's not really that humid yet, right across the street. Isn't that good stuff? And when it came to parlays, the fire in Lakeview, 2 days ago, the owner there, he had just finished a big money refurbation of his business. He put in a lot of money, and he obviously was closed because of the coronavirus situation, and there was some flooding in recent history there. So he redid the place, put a lot of money into it, and then 2 mornings ago, an early morning fire ended up burning parlays down. But then last night, starting around 8 o'clock, a fire started at the Quarter House, again, in the French Quarter, just off Canal Street on Charter Street. And luckily, in all three of these fires, in the last 3 days/nights, no injuries, no one was killed, people got out. And last night's fire, I think, was the biggest one out of all three. It was a 6-alarm fire.
I don't know what the categories are for alarm fires. I'm guessing 6 is very, very bad.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you asked that, Coleman. The number of alarms when it comes to a fire represents how many firefighters are required to deal with the emergency. There's a predetermined response for each alarm, and each additional alarm duplicate that. So I'm looking here. It says here 6-alarm fire would be 24 engines.
It increases exponentially. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, I got you.
6-alarm fire would be 24 engines, 12 trucks, 12 chiefs, and 6 ambulances. Now, I don't know I know we don't have 12 chiefs here in New Orleans. We have the one fire chief with that big, fuzzy, Sam Elliott-like mustache, McConnell. Mm-hmm. But obviously, the bigger the number, the bigger the fire, and the more fire trucks and the more firefighters. And I guess, and again, I don't know how any of these fires started, but you know, some sick people out there are arsonists, and they get off by setting fires. And I bet you, if arsonists ever get together and they talk about their fires, oh, you only had a 3-alarm fire? You only had a 4-alarm fire? Mine was 5, and it's some other arsonist. Yeah, that's nothing, pal. Mine was 6. You know how sick you have to be? If that's what does it for you, you light a fire, then you watch it, and many times those California wildfires, and they're going on again right now, they happen every year. Sometimes arsonists have been arrested for starting those.
That's what happened in Australia wildfires. They found out that it was actually arsonists that started. And they say arsonists, they're so sick with it that they actually come back and watch the fire as it burns. And when they see the response for the fire department, they'll sit there somewhere in the crowd and they watch their work.
And they get excited.
Yeah.
And when it comes to levels of sickness, they're right there with child molesters. They are right at the top there. Arsonist, that you got to be whacked if that's what does it for you. So anyways, hopefully we don't see for a fourth day in a row today another fire at a local place that a lot of people know about here in the New Orleans area. All right, coming up on the show, we got a lot to get to this morning, including I'm going to tell you a story about a famous actor who threatened to beat up Harvey Weinstein. And this is before we all knew what a sick criminal Harvey Weinstein was. This is before we knew Harvey Weinstein had a deformed penis, too. What do you hear about this actor and this story coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. There's a new movie coming out. It's a lot about Princess Diana. Princess Di, and it's called Spencer. And you know who's playing Princess Di? Know which actress is portraying Princess Diana? Kristen Stewart. I like her. I know she's strange. I know she's kind of crazy, but she's real attractive. Well, anyways, Kristen Stewart will portray Princess Diana in that upcoming movie, Spencer. The role of Duchess Camilla will be played by Keith Richards. Prince Charles had unique taste. different sides of the spectrum. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. More than 2,000 counterfeit designer face masks have been seized in New Orleans and up in Shreveport. You know, no matter what happens, people are willing to make money on it, whether it's legitimately or illegitimately. Because now so many people are wearing masks because they have to. And so the mask industry is booming. I noticed, you know, New Orleans Saints and the New Orleans Pelicans. You can get your Saints mask. You can get your Pelicans mask. They have all different types. And for people that are really into fashion, they're spending big money on name brand masks like Gucci and things like that. Well, here in New Orleans and up in Shreveport, more than 2,000 counterfeit designer face masks have been seized.
Let me tell you how dumb I am. I thought all name brand designer masks that I saw were counterfeit. Because I didn't think Gucci would even get involved in making masks. So I thought all the Gucci masks or Dolce & Gabbana masks that I saw were just people cutting up their own little bandanas and cutting up their own little t-shirts and making their own personal masks. I didn't know they was actually making masks that you can buy.
You got a mask over there or are you just still using your bandana?
Your
do-rag.
At this point, I'm just holding my hands in front of my face.
All right, Coleman. United States Customs and Border Protection officers assigned to the Port of New Orleans and Shreveport. Even though Shreveport has port in its name, there's no port up there. There's a river, a couple of ponds. I know that. But they seized more than 2,000 unapproved face masks bearing counterfeit designer logos. A shipment of about 1,000 counterfeit Chanel face masks were seized up in Shreveport last week. And they've also been found in some consignment facilities, and they've been shipped from Vietnam and China. Thanks, China. Like, you haven't done enough this year, China, to the United States. You haven't done enough to us. You damn coronavirus.
That's not a mask, a faulty. You know what I'm saying? Like, would you want to buy a mask that come from China where the whole coronavirus started from in the first place?
Yeah. Probably made by a three-year-old in a factory. Anyways, back on June 9th, a shipment was discovered in New Orleans which contained over 1,200 face masks with Burberry, Supreme, and Gucci logos. I wonder if they got the children in the Chinese factories making these, putting those the logos on them too. Both shipments were seized for bearing counterfeit trademarks. Quote, this is another example of the hard work and diligence shown by our CBP officers. Those are the officers who get this cheap, shady crap. Well, at least they try off the streets.
Great work, guys.
Terry Edwards said that, the CBP Port of New Orleans director. On one hand, our officers have kept potentially harmful counterfeit items from being introduced into the United States commerce. We must do our part to keep the American public protected, especially in the wake of COVID-19. So we have to be protected from coronavirus by wearing masks or at least protect others, but we just can't wear the fake imitation masks.
From China, yes.
The knockoff masks.
Yeah, the knockoff masks from Russia, though, they should be good, right?
Also, by seizing these shipments, our officers protected the intellectual property rights of legitimate businesses, keeping their trademarks from being used maliciously. So good work over there at the Port of New Orleans and at some pond up there in Shreveport.
And removing those dangerous masks off the streets.
Ended up getting, over 2,000 counterfeit designer face masks off the streets, Coleman. All right, coming up on the show. You're not going to believe this, but this is a true story. You know, monkeys could be alcoholics. I've got this story of an out-of-control If you know any alcoholics in your life, you know how they can be.
Yes, I know how I could be.
When they don't have booze, when they don't have alcohol. You know, it's the same with our primate friends. It's the same with monkeys. Wait till you hear this story about what's happening with this one alcoholic monkey who couldn't get booze. Stay tuned for that. And I've got a story about a guy who was fined $500 for farting on a police officer. You believe that? I wonder if that was worth it after all. Stay tuned for those reports coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Last week, we were talking about how incredible some women look in their 50s these days. It all started when we talked about Jennifer Aniston. She was auctioning off a picture of herself naked. And the last bid we saw, it was only up to $6,500. And I'm thinking to myself, really? That's all Jennifer Aniston's going to get for a naked picture of her? You never see naked pictures of Jennifer Aniston. And she's in her 50s. And then the actress Elizabeth Hurley just turned 55. And we put up a picture of her, not naked, almost, though, in a bikini. Well, we've got one this morning on our website. I don't know if this woman's an actress, but she's on one of those Real Housewife shows. Her name is Lisa Rinna. She was best known for having giant fake lips. Lisa Rinna. But now she just turned 56 and she posted a couple of naked pictures of herself. We've got them for you on our website. Lisa Rinna looks absolutely fantastic at 56. Looking at these pictures, she's all lips and hips. If you want to see, and it's incredible how women are looking. These women in their 50s didn't used to look like this. That's one good thing about 2020. Find a little bit of hope. If you want to see this, she looks fantastic. Coleman, you told me for your taste, you like women who are a little bit beefier. A little
slightly thicker, but don't get me wrong, I'm still impressed. She's very toned, muscles, got the flat abs, the flat six-pack abs going, yeah. And some side boob, that's my favorite.
Yeah, Lisa Rinna looks fantastic. If you want to see her pretty much naked, as much as we can.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
But on the website, I mean, you see a little side boob, but go see for yourself on our website at Bayou957.com.
Hey, babe.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has become a household name, you know, you go back to the beginning of the year, most people, if you said, who's Dr. Anthony Fauci, they would say, who? Even though the infections expert, even though back in the 80s, he was one of the scientists who was at the forefront of trying to figure out a way to stop AIDS. So he's been around for a long time, and I know there's a lot of people out there, a lot of Americans who don't like him now. They think he's more political. He's more politics than he is science. And look, I don't know if I'd go that far. And he has said a couple of things, and then he's backtracked. But yesterday, and by the way, one of the things that he said that he backtracked on is when he said, "Oh, about a month or maybe a little longer ago than that, when he said that people, Americans, don't need to wear face masks because face masks don't protect you. And if you don't get in other people's faces, what's the point of wearing face masks? Well, then he reversed that not that long ago. And he said that because he didn't want the country to run out of face masks.
Well, yeah, well, I can see why somebody would say, well, you're doing everything for political reasons. If you're willing to change actual medical facts just so you can, say some face masks here and there, maybe some ventilators, yeah, how can we trust your word if you're willing to state the facts of COVID-19 to justify some of the economic impacts of it?
Well, Coleman, there's no doubt that the guy's he's a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's at the forefront in America when it comes to infectious diseases. As we've mentioned before on this show, he'd be something to hang out with, wouldn't he? I mean, can you imagine the woman that he's married to, like everywhere they go? And if you're that much of an expert on disease. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, and he is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, or the NIAID, he said something yesterday that made headlines, and it got me all bummed out. He says unless football is going to be played in a bubble like they are doing with the NBA, and when I say a bubble, I don't mean they play in an actual bubble. They put a huge bubble around the football field. No, what they're doing in the NBA, most of the teams are going to Orlando, Florida. All of the teams are staying in a handful of hotels. They're all playing in the same basketball court. And they have doctors there and testers there that are going to be testing these guys every day, if not twice a day, for coronavirus. But they're going to go out and they're going to play. And by the way, the Pelicans still have a shot. In the NBA, they're going to play a handful of games, I think 8 games, and then they're going to have a play-in. So the Pelicans have a much better chance to get into the playoffs post-coronavirus than they did pre-coronavirus. I can't wait. I mean, to see Zion, he was doing so well. But anyways, back to Fauci. He said yesterday, football may not happen this year unless they play in a bubble like that. And then once the NFL heard that, they came back and they said, well, we're not going to play in a bubble, but what we're going to do, we're going to test up the yin-yang, and they're gonna do a lot of research, and they're gonna do a lot of education, and they're gonna do a lot of homework. Now look, if the NFL had to do what the NBA is doing, they could do that. They could pick a handful of football stadiums in America and then send like one third or one quarter of the teams to each of those places. They all stay in a handful of hotels in each of those places and have doctors there that are testing them once a day, twice a day. They could do it like that. But the NFL doesn't want to do it like that. They want to do it. They want to have a regular schedule. Everything so far, I'm knocking on wood because Jesus, let me say a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Please, God, let there be football this year. If there's no football this year has sucked enough. Please, God. Anyway. But they want to do it. Football wants to do it like a normal schedule. The only difference is they may have to have their stadiums either empty, a quarter filled, or half filled.
But now that's what I was about to ask. Are these measures for the protection of the athletes, or are these measures protections of the incoming crowds that may watch the games?
Athletes. With the NBA and with what Fauci is saying,
mm-hmm.
It's athletes.
Now, here's why they
and not just athletes, but the coaches and all the people that are the training facility, the training staff, and all the people that are around the teams.
All right, that's what I was about to say, though. Like, it seems like based on everything we know about the coronavirus, the athletes has the best chance of survival of anyone in America. These guys take care of themselves. They have the best immune system. They're athletes. They're not the elderly.
Well, yeah,
you know?
And Coleman, if they do get it, They'd have it for 3 or 4 days, and then they would rest, and then they'd be back. But the thing is, with athletes, you know, they're so close to each other, they're breathing on each other, mm-hmm. they're sweating on each other, they're just all on top of each other. So that's what
talking about football or wrestling.
Well, all of them, all of them. So it'll be interesting to see. And look, the NFL. In my opinion, my God, America needs it. Needs it. Now, college football is going to be a little bit more difficult because you've got college campuses all over the country that are closed right now. And what if they don't open come August and September? What if they don't open? How are they going to have college football? But the NFL is a little bit different.
Right.
So, anyways, it was interesting to see Fauci say that yesterday, and then the NFL came right back and saying, oh, we plan on playing not in a bubble, but and I just told you what the NFL said. Stay tuned. And by the way, I want to say when football starts. I don't want to say if, but when football starts, we're going to have a contest, a really cool contest on this show that you can get involved in, and you can do battle with me when it comes to picking games and things like that. But that's coming in the near future. But I just thought that was interesting what Fauci said yesterday. And he's also said that Americans don't believe in, they don't believe science and they don't believe authority.
Wait, what?
Well,
I mean, we've been following their authority and based on the science that they tell us for the last 2 or 3 months now. What did they mean? We don't believe it. Even if we don't believe it, we're still following it.
He's seeing what a lot of people are writing about him and saying about him, whether it's on the internet or I know he's gone head to head. Well, head to head, socially distancing, yeah. Social distancing
zoom.
With President Donald Trump. I know that they've banged heads a few times from 6 feet apart. But he's seeing what a lot of conspiracy theories about him. He's seeing that stuff. That's why he said that. So. Hey, coming up on the show, you're not going to believe, this is a true story about a monkey who was an alcoholic. I'm telling you, this is a true story. And the monkey didn't have his alcohol and was beating people up. I got to tell you what's going on with this monkey right now. Look, I think many of us know someone who's got an issue with alcohol. And you know how those people get.
Why are you looking at me like that?
When they don't have their alcohol. Wait till you hear about what this monkey's doing. I got that story, and we got to tell you about the guy who was fined $500 for farting on a police officer. Stay tuned for those reports here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Are you ready for Father's Day, Dad, this Sunday? This Sunday is Father's Day. It gets bigger every year thanks to DNA testing. Have a happy one. Coming up next on the show, I got to get to this story about the alcoholic monkey who was out of control. I think many of us know people who've had issues with alcohol, and if they don't get it, what happens? We need to hear the story about this alcoholic monkey. Stay tuned for that next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlin hanging with you. Police fine man $500 for farting on them. Or as they wrote it up in their police report, which I have right here, they called it massive intestinal wind. Now, that can't happen in the United States. If you're standing next to a police officer and you turn to him and you let one fly, look out.
Oh, yeah. We have to clarify that the man farted on the police intentionally. He meant to do it. It wasn't like he just passed by.
No. He was walking by. He saw the policeman.
Right.
He walked over to him. He walked over to him. He stopped. He turned around. And I think he even bent over a little bit. And then he just let one go. He just.
And he only got fined.
Now look. In America. By the way, this happened in Austria. This happened in Vienna, Austria. And in Austria, evidently, they can fine you $500 for intentionally farting on a police officer. But they can't do that here in America. They could write some other charge. But if you walked up to a cop, and by the way, please don't. The police are going through a tough enough time right now in our country. But if you walked up to a cop and just farted on him, passed gas on him, they could probably charge you with something. There's a litany of laws that they can pick and choose. You know, maybe disturbing the peace or something to do with gas. But they can't fine you for farting on them.
I don't see why not though, because if you can go to a police officer and cough in their face, you can consider that an assault because of communicable diseases.
That's right.
You think if you just turned around and broke wind from the opposite, and you can kind of make the same argument.
You can't get a disease from farting on someone.
You can't?
No, if someone farts on you, you can't get a disease. If someone coughs on you, you could get a disease.
But it's all the same intestinal tract. It's just two opposite ends. You would think if
Coleman, if you could get a disease from someone farting on you, people would be wearing masks over their backsides now. As well as their mouths.
Hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, farting in public, you know, it might be a social taboo, but it's not often that people face financial consequences for it, and that just happened over in Austria. Hmm. And so, have you ever seen the YouTube videos where the guy has the fart sound effect?
Yeah,
and whether he's at Walmart or whether he walks behind someone and does that, and the people get all upset. Look, these are some tough times we're living in right now, you know? You know, sometimes you might need a cheap laugh, but anyways, I just wanted to let you know, if you're ever in scenic Austria, you can be fined 500 clams for farting on a police officer. All right, coming up on the show, I still got to get to this alcoholic monkey who they had many of us know people who have issues with alcohol. Same thing happens with monkeys. And wait to hear what this monkey did when he didn't have his booze. And I still got to get to this story about the actor who almost beat the pants off of Harvey Weinstein. And this is before we all knew who and what Harvey Weinstein was and the fact that he had a deformed penis. Stay tuned for those reports. They're coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So, the actor who played Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini, he once threatened to beat up Harvey Weinstein. And this is before we all knew what a sick, perverted animal Harvey Weinstein was. Gandolfini made a movie that Harvey Weinstein was behind. And Harvey Weinstein wanted Tony Soprano to go on Late Night with David Letterman to promote it. And James Gandolfini never did anything like that. That was one thing about him. And actors, they're usually required to go on those shows to promote whatever they've got coming out. But he never did anything like that. And Harvey Weinstein kept calling him over and over and over again. And James Gandolfini, this is towards the end of The Sopranos when they were still filming that. He told a couple of the guys that he worked with on The Sopranos, he said, if this guy calls me one more time, I'm going to beat the bleep out of him.
Hiya!
It never happened. And that story was told by the actor who played Bobby Bacala, because he does a podcast with the actor who played Christopher Moltisanti. And they do a Sopranos podcast where they talk about that kind of thing. But he said, Gandolfini one day was telling them, he goes, if this mother bleeper calls me one more time, he goes, I told him when I signed up for the movie, when I got the part, he said, I don't do promotions. I don't go on the shows. And he keeps calling me and he's bothering me. He's leaving messages. And if he wants me to do Letterman, I don't do anything like that. And if one more time, I'm going to, wouldn't that be something? The real life Tony Soprano almost pulled the Tony Soprano on Harvey Weinstein. And that's before we all knew that he was a rapist and he had a deformed penis.
Yeah, I'm about to say, at least he just asked him to do promotion instead of seeing him on a casting couch.
Yeah, not right? So, and by the way, if you only catch a little bit of our show, our podcast is available. And it's a much quicker listen, too. So listen to our podcast. It's available on our website at Bayou957.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund, here with you. Do you know there are no Walmarts in Europe? Actually, in England, Walmart, they do have a presence because they bought. They spent $10 billion and they bought a store called Asda. And so they just, it's still under the name Asda and it's in England. But that's the only presence that they have in Europe. There are no Walmarts in Europe. How would you describe Walmart to someone from Europe if they were walking down the street? And by the way, and you could... You could text us. How would you describe Walmart to someone from Europe? Keep it short and sweet. Put your first name and your initials at the end of the text and text us at 504-260-9595. How would you describe Walmart to someone from Europe? Me personally, I would describe it as it's like being in the Twilight Zone with great deals on things you need. And you'll see people wearing pajamas.
See, my description is based on whether they have Amazon available in Europe. Because now that I know that there's no Walmarts in Europe, now I'm thinking it's a Twilight Zone where they might not even have Amazon. But if they did, I would say imagine Amazon, but you have to go there instead of ordering online. Like, anything you want is there for you. You got, petroleum jelly, cereal, napkins, some jumper cables, a garden hose, and maybe like a t-shirt. You can all get it there at Walmart.
Well, it's funny you brought that up, Coleman. I was in Walmart 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
My Walmart's the Walmart on Chapatula Street.
Okay.
Here in New Orleans. It's a scene over there, man. And because I needed a few things. And look, I know Walmart gets a bad rap. But a couple of days ago, I realized I needed underwear, golf balls, motor oil, candles, a laptop, and I needed cat litter for my large cat, El Gato Negro. Now, do you know how many different stores I would have had to go to buy all of that stuff if there was no Walmart?
Five.
And so, but you're right. Mm-hmm. Also, with Amazon, I mean, it would have taken me a few minutes to go and get all of that stuff, but I could have done it there too. But a couple of those things I needed last minute, and I didn't have time to wait a couple of days for that stuff to be delivered.
Yeah, I think last time I went to Walmart, I had to get some more headphones to work here. Then I also had to get a instruction pad. I think I needed some clip-ons, and then I also needed some rubber bands. And then after that, I went to the meat department and got a pack of sausages.
That's what I mean.
But I had to wear my mask the whole time when I was in there, though.
And I don't like how Walmart gets a bad rap from people. You usually get the best deals at Walmart. And so for the poorer Americans, the people that don't have that much money, Walmart actually saves people money. It leaves poor people with more money in their pockets.
Lisa T says, describing Walmart, the devil.
That's what I mean, Lisa. I know. Look, Satan goes through my mind when I'm in Walmart sometimes.
Satan shops at Walmart. He has to get pitchforks. He has to get some charcoal for his flames. You know,
might need a new red suit. Look, and as a matter of fact, when I was there a couple of days ago, Satan went through my mind. But how would you describe Walmart to a European?
Tony says best prices, all the nuts in the world, and a people zoo.
A people zoo?
Yeah.
I like that. So, yeah, text us. Keep them coming in, and we'll read them coming up. Also, I've got to get to this story. I promise I'm going to get to the story. Wait till you hear what this alcoholic monkey did when he didn't have alcohol. Many of us know people who have issues with alcohol, and we've seen them when they need alcohol and they don't have
it. You stare at me every time you say that.
It's not fun. But wait till you hear what this monkey did. This is incredible. That's coming up, and that's not even the dumbest thing I read all morning. That's coming up, too. And wait till you hear that. Stay with us here on the John Osterlin Morning Show on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So, I saw this headline, and I thought it was fascinating. Alcoholic monkey who killed a man and injured 250 people after booze ran dry has been caged. This monkey is named Kahlua. Maybe that's because what he likes to drink. The fierce monkey Kahlua has been locked in a cage for testing after his vicious temper failed to ease in the years following these tragic attacks. An alcoholic monkey who terrorized a community in India by biting more than 250 people in a rampage after his booze supply ran dry is now locked away in a zoo. And they're thinking if he doesn't get any better, they're gonna keep him there for life in the cage.
He like he's in India. If an animal did that in America, he'd be put down.
Yeah. I guess they treasure their monkeys in India more than here, Coleman. The alcohol-dependent beast known as Kahlua is understood to have been a pet of an occultist who made it drink booze at his home there in India. But when the owner died, so did the supply of hard liquor, and it became impossible for the monkey to come by. And that's why the monkey prowled the streets in a furious rampage. And he would just go around beating people up, biting people. So hopefully they can get some sort of, because like here in America and other places in the world, when humans are alcoholics, they can go and get treatment. Hopefully they can get an alcoholic expert, a counselor over there to that zoo in India, and maybe they can get this monkey back to normal.
We're just going to gloss over the fact that this monkey was owned by an occultist in India. Like that has nothing to do with, all right, never mind.
Just a sidebar in the story, Coleman. How else is a monkey going to become addicted to alcohol?
Scientology.
And so the alcoholic monkey who killed a man and then injured 250 others after his booze ran dry, that is not the dumbest thing that I read all morning. As a matter of fact, since it's Friday, that's not the dumbest thing I read all week. That's coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. La, 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 la. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning.
Blah, 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 blah.
John Osterlin here with you. And it's that time of our show where I tell you, oh, and since it's Friday, it's the dumbest thing I read all week. Man with machete tattoo on face arrested for attacking someone with a machete. This is incredible. And by the way, I've got the story in his mugshot on our website. The guy literally has a machete tattoo under his left eye on his face. And he just got arrested for attacking someone with a machete. And where do you think he lives? Take one guess out of all of the great 50 states here in the United States of America. I'll give you one guess to which state he lives in. of Florida, man, with a tattoo of a machete on his face, was arrested for attacking someone with a machete. 25-year-old Justin Couch.
You idiot.
Was arrested for slicing the victim's forearm with the machete, leaving his victim unable to move his left hand. You know, you can take some people at face value.
See what you did there.
The victim, an adult male, said the incident happened in the middle of the day, 2:30 in the afternoon, when he began arguing with Justin Couch.
Let me guess, quantum physics?
I don't know if they were arguing about quantum physics, molecular biology, Coleman, or the enzymes that are in the coronavirus that make them spread so fast. Or I don't know.
Yeah, I heard those were hot button issues. I can see why somebody would get agitated.
Yeah. Well, the victim told cops they began arguing for no reason. And he kicked him out of his home in Tarrytown, Florida. Hey, they have one of those there, too. When the victim asked if he could grab his wallet and cell phone before leaving, that's when Couch told him, "There's nothing here for you. Leave." He then began striking the victim in the arm and the leg.
Paya!
With the flat side of a machete's blade.
Oh, that means he cared for him. He didn't want to use the sharp side of the blade.
Well, Coleman, until Couch then swung the machete at the victim's face.
Oh, well, never mind.
The victim had put up his left forearm to block his face, and that's when he was sliced with the blade before feeling severe pain and passing out. Couch then took the victim to an unknown friend's house. And then that friend took the victim to the hospital, and then Couch was arrested and charged with aggravated battery. So if you want to see the mugshot of the man who was arrested for attacking someone with a machete.
For no reason at all. Apparently, yeah. They were just sitting there, nobody was saying anything, and they just started arguing.
And he's got a machete tattoo under his left eye. Go see that right now. And by the way, that is the dumbest thing I read all week.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Go see that mugshot and the dumbest thing I read all week story on our website at Bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Today is June 19th, but in America, it's known as Juneteenth. Why is today Juneteenth? Marking the end of slavery in America. What's interesting is the news was delivered to slaves in Texas in 1865 today, more than 2 years after Abraham Lincoln declared the end to slavery. The end of slavery in the United States is often recognized by President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation of 1863, but the holiday commemorating the freedom of blacks, Juneteenth, it's today, June 19th, was recognized only after the last slaves were told about the president's order nearly 2.5 years later.
But they didn't have text messages.
Yeah, there was no social media back then or text messages, Coleman. So it should be a holiday. So today is Juneteenth, an important, important, important day in American history. Hey, it's our commercial free ride right now. Now, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.